it is one of the things that can cause someone to be traumatized, fall in depression, and sometimes can lead to suicidal thoughts. Kinds of disability, of which for me, I may define it as an act that prevents someone to do certain activity or interact with the world around them. Leota chiki discrimination forms, but to narrow down kwa Sheng language, of which most of the people have been discriminated because of their language, the more they express themselves, especially in slang and Sheng. Welcome to today, Millennial Talks, this show ambapo tutakuwa tukisonga na riangi ya Sheng na worship. It's all about Jah love, Christ love, God above all. Kana miadi tamati sita kumez na kukumblaina na bundles zako. Wanaitanga Simiyu na Lianya, na hii ni your best podcast show in Sim Radio.
Tarehe kama saba mwezi wa saba, miaka zimepita kumi na saba. Humu duniani nishajipata, mimi niko nilivyo. Sina baba wala mi sina mama, siwezi enda mbali mi najificha. Natoka kujificha najitokeza, mimi niko nilivyo. Funga virago vyangu naenda mbali, sijui nifanye nini niende wapi. Nifate nani mimi nimwite nani, mimi niko nilivyo. Sioni mwana nyinyi mwanikimbia, sioni mwana nyinyi mwanidharau, sioni mwana nyinyi mwaniepuka.
Sofi kabisa, karibu tena. Sasa hii Sheng, most of the people wakisikia ni kitu gani ama Sheng diyo ni nini? Lichapachapa research zangu online na nikapata Sheng is a Swahili and English based word that perhaps most of the time inakuwa na michanganyiko ya language. Most of the time unapata ni Kiswahili, Kiingereza, but at sometimes kuna kuwa hata Kiluya ndani na Kisapere. But imekuwa so much influential in many of the languages, of which the linguistic, wale wanajitanga maguru wa language, they have find it hard saying it is a threat even to the English and the Swahili language. But mostly, even the media houses have started to embrace this language because it is a mode of expression, no matter the geographical location, because hata ukicheki Tanzania na Uganda wameanza kutumia Sheng this time. Sheng ilikuwa first recorded in 1965, kumaanisha ni kitu ya tene, ni kitu imekaa hapo hivyo kuanzia zamani. Originally, ilitokelezea mita za Islando, wanaitanga Island, areas za Nairobi, ghetto, slums sana sana huko Ngwaro, places za Kibera, na parts zingine. But Sheng is now heard among even kwa Nganya, Matatu. Utasikia most of the people wakicheza ngoma, most of them zinachezwa na Sheng, of which hip-hop music mostly za Kenya, kama zimefanywa na kina Echo Dida, mostly ni Sheng, na of which zinapass some messages. But sometimes mayouth wamejipata kwa blanda, wameblanda kabisa kwa sababu ya language ambayo wanatumia. But even in school nowadays, it is even a threat to Swahili and English or literature teachers, because wanasema inawachomea, inawaribia kazi. But exposure by music artists, vile nilisema kama kina Echo Dida, they have enabled this language to be so much, to spread so much kwa mitaa na even to homes, and even to make this language to be bold. Vocabulary ya Sheng can vary significantly with Kenyans, various subdivision and Africa at large. Mostly unaweza pata Sheng ya Island is not the same as Sheng ya Ngwaro. Sheng ya Juja sio the same na Sheng ya kitu kama Thika. But mostly, we may say Sheng cannot be classified as a language. It's just a mode of expression, of which a combination of some words to make sense. And sometimes it can be used as a secret way of communication by the millennial. Anajua unakuanga na most of the words that are being used in Sheng, and some of the words actually zingine zinakaa funny, of which unaweza pata word imetumika place kama Island is not the same word and itatumika Kibera. But let me take you to some of the example of the languages or some of the words that are being used. Kama kubonga is one of the most recent and famous word. Actually, it's meaning kuongea tu. something like to hiccup or to call someone nikudungia ama ndakuchapia nangos at this time ama ndakuvutia wire. Things like money, they have different vocabulary like chapa, kuna munde, mundez, niaje, nganji, do, kerono, cheddars, mkwanja, na ingine fani inakuanga mkwarkwar. Most of the languages are expressed in different ways. So unaweza pata maybe the some place they call 50 shillings like finje ama chuani, 20 shillings like mbao blue. There some who call 10 shilling a shoe, kinde ikos das. One of the time nili raise the topic of discussion kwa status yangu na marifu yangu walinitumia some inboxes of which ningetaka kushare some of their views and their reaction about sharing and worship. Kama hii stuff ina matter time ya kuworship, before nisome comments zao, ebu tusikize hii maombi yenye mechapwa na mzito fulani.
Sasa tufunge macho ama. Yeah, jajarada. Manze, usikisa kwa story leo nimetokea tokea hivi ni aje na mbogi yangu ya wazito, ya sunajua. Manze, kitu wa kwanza mina daisha aje. Manze, utonele suara. Mtani kona maswara. Mamblaina pia ni wengi, design ingine, si ati nini. Lakini usitacheza kiwewe, sindio? Alafu usiki bado kuna ile fomia tujua kuomoka.
Interesting and funny actually. So wacha ni wachapie ma comments yenye ziko hapa hivi ndani ya inbox alafu tutasonga na graph. Starting with Juliet Njoki anasema hivi, I think he hears every language. He does hear Kikuyu and Kiswahili, Kisii, etc. Because he listens to our hearts, not our voice. That's why he can hear silent prayer when we say them without even opening our mouth. The most important thing to note is to the approach and the respect of the faith that we give to him. Moses Kuria akasema, pure worship is offered in God's term, not ours. John 4:23 states clearly of worshiping in truth and spirit. This both we cannot see when we see a person praying or worshiping God, but God only himself see it all. Peter Nderitu said, definitely yes, it's very good that these guys don't exclude God in their language. It means he is in every bit of their life. I read a book that said even if you joke a lot, even throw in some joke in your prayer, you don't exclude God in anything you do. Okay. Martin Kuria said, God is not a respecter of the words in his heart meant so. The Lord will always hear and answer, but if he wasn't meaning it, God will never connect with such, according to me. Sefa Sanajitanga Muhenga, yes, it is a language just like any other. God knows our hearts. If you are sincere in your prayers, it doesn't matter what language. How did the English language come to be and why do we pray in it? It's just how we use to communicate with others. If this is the only language I can express myself in, then it's fine. I was born Kikuyu, so I can also pray in Kikuyu, and God hears. It is the language close to my heart. Actually, hizo ni makomments zimekuwa inbox, of which I appreciate all of them. Hao ni mafans wamekuwa wakini motivate every time. Now, let's get back to the church. What does the church say about this language? So, hapa hivi ndapiana my views zangu, of which it does not in line with any position that I hold anywhere. It's my views and you can take it home, or if it is worse, take it to the bank na uweke pale. So, some of the impact that Sheng has caused in the church of mixed reaction, you find that most of the young people and the old people, they cannot relate with each other, because old people, they term Sheng or the new ways of life of worship as a demonic, in quotes. But we find that it's just a mode of expression, but I may put a disclaimer that even if we we embrace Sheng, or we say Sheng is good. Most of the time, the youth have found themselves in trouble because of the lifestyle that they live. So one of the things that one should consider about true worship, or how we worship God, remember, worship is one of the most significant thing in the kingdom of God. And pale online kupita kwa mtandao nikachapa research kidogo, and we see worship is an act of religious devotion usually directed towards God. It can be performed individually or by a group of people. So the true meaning of worship tunaweza cheki kwa pages za Bible in John chapter 4 verses 23 penye word ya God inasema, a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipper will worship the Father in truth and in spirit. They are the kinds of worshippers that the Father seek. God is spirit, and those who worship him should do it in spirit and in truth. Yani ya manisha, kuna matime na magitha itafika wakati Mungu atatafuta the true worshippers, and those who will worship him should worship in truth and in spirit. So, no matter the language that you're talking, kama we ni msapere, kama ni mluunje, kama we ni mluo, any other language that you're speaking, even if it's slang or sheng, but what is deep inside your heart is the one that really matters, the way you communicate to God. Is it that your heart is very far away from God, the way you're communicating, or it is near? So, you hear your story. The bottom line of this is true worship is the priority we place on who God is in our life and where God is in our priority. Most of the time, unaweza kuwa umepanga, maybe unapata kitu kama games njo inaanza ya kwanza, ngoma, movie, alafu sa God anatokelezea huku chini. So most of the time, God should be on top of everything, on top of every decision we make, because when we want to worship him without that genuine heart, without that heart of repentance, then our worship itakuwa ni kitu imechapa na imeumainja, hata iwezi fika heaven. So most of the time when we do our worship, no matter the language that we use, the language that we engage in, remember that your heart is the most very important thing. And one of the things when we talk about language is come with a mode of the type even of music that we listen. Some people, they say, is hip-hop good, R&B, reggae, raga, and even maybe rhythm. Is it good to worship God in all these languages? But take an example. One of the genre of music is classic music that has been widely used to do the so-called slow worship song. And if you check the history about classic music, it started in a form of secular world. So I cannot say that a genre will determine the type of worship music that you do. You can be a fan of hip-hop, you do a lot of like the Ekodida type of music, you can do classic music, you do the Hillsong type of music, you can go into reggae, into the song that are danced like the Krastafarian, and it will remain to be a form of worship to God. So all that matters is how you present yourself to God. No matter the type of genre of music you do, the language that you do, the millennial, we are free to worship. But remember, to see blande, the moment tumepatiwa, all this freedom. So mind your language, what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your mind, the type of status that you post, the type of things that you upload really matters. The language, let it be a form of communication, but is it defile anything in the kingdom? Psalms 95 verse 5 to 6, inasema, for all the gods of the nation are idols, but the Lord made splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are his sanctuary. So remember, everything that was created, even God is the one who created your mind. He's the one who programs even you to code those languages. So the language that you use, the language that you speak, it does not matter. What matter, it is the content and what it is in that message that you are passing. So thank you very much for joining me this evening. I was your host, Simiyu Nalianya. Every time tunapata nangapa, even majioni from 4 p.m., we educate each other, key millennial. So spread the word, share this content. Until next time that we see each other, have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.